Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to go check out the body of work that John Deeney has deposited with us over the last 12 years, as a 11 plus years, almost 12, as a member of our Brain Trust. So many things that he taught us in that time, folks, are still valid advice. So check it out. John Deeney is, and you can find him by typing his name into my search engine. That's D-I-N-I at smallbusinessadvocate.com. John, give us your own websites, including the new one.
Well, the new one is theboomerbust.com, and that's where I talk about the phenomenon and the presentation. The one I'd really like people to take a look at is my weekly column for small business owners. And you'll like this one, Jim. We haven't talked about this before. I've been doing it for 3 years. It's called Awake at 2 O'Clock.
Yeah.
And it's the number 2. It's awakeatwoclock.com.
Yeah. All right, so check it out.
And then my central site for my business where you can get to everything else is MPNIncorporated.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the Boomer Bust, folks, that's his new project, and he's been developing over the last 2 or 3 years. And that sounds ominous, John, the Boomer Bust. And that sounds like something bad's going to happen in the future. What do you think?
Well, let me quote a fascinating comment by David T. Beers. He is the head of sovereign debt rating for the Standard & Poor's organization.
Right.
And he was on a morning show on August 7th. And, of course, because I'm into this boomer stuff, I listened to it a bit differently. And on August 6th, of course, S&P had dropped their credit rating from AAA to AA+. And the morning talk show hosts were saying, well, why? Well, you know, we're not in as bad a situation as some other countries. Why did you drop it? And his comment, which I wrote down, was just fascinating. He said, you have to understand, America's demographic peak was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And our demographic peak was when the boomers were all in their most productive years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have become, as business owners, especially those of us that have owned businesses for quite some time, we've become used to a perpetual rising tide.
Mm-hmm. Housing prices, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and just the economy in general. We have a dip, and when we come out of a recession, we come roaring out of a recession. And right now we're finding that it's difficult to come roaring out of a recession when the wealthiest segment of your society is pulling their money off the table, getting
mm-hmm.
ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from a business owner perspective, it's time for more planning, to really understand that if you're sitting and waiting for the economy to go back to where you just have to answer the phone, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes, those days are never going to happen. I mean, those days are over. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, John, the other thing, to come back to sheer numbers, to the demographics themselves, the generation behind us, the Gen X group, is only about 50 million. They're you know, like 65% of our generation. Now, but the thing is, the Y generation behind them, they're also called the Echo Boomers. So they're, you know, we may have to wait a little while, but they're going to be as bigger than the Boomers are.
Yeah, actually, the boomers put off childbearing until almost when the Gen Xers started it. So two generations started it at the same time, and it will pick up again.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, when it comes to selling a small business for a boomer, corporate America is very clear on the fact that for every two boomers that are leaving their management ranks, they have one Gen Xer coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're way ahead of small business on this. They understand, yep. And that's why we see flex time and portable benefits mm-hmm. and job sharing and telecommuting and sabbaticals. And in the meantime, we have an awful lot of boomer owners who are standing there saying, hey, if you're willing to work 65 hours a week for the next 20 years, I have a heck of an opportunity for you.
Yeah. You're talking about the boomer owners of small businesses.
And Gen Xers are not interested in those businesses.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. See, 65, are you down to 65 now, John? You down to 65 hours now a week?
Oh, me? Actually, no.
I'm down to half days, and I can pick which 12 hours I want, too, John.
Right.
So, but here's I still think that one of the most fascinating things about this, and it may not be funny, it's not funny, but it is fascinating, and that's the impact on the industry that Americans have always thought they could count on, the housing industry. I mean, look at these mansion subdivisions. Where people, look, I'm in the middle of this right now. We have a house. My wife and I have a house. And, you know, we have to decide, okay, how much do we put in this house? How much do we invest in this house? You know, do we keep putting money into it, thinking we're going to get it back in 20 years or so? And I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
Yeah, I don't know that it's likely. I don't know, you know, what the geographic arrangement of your house is, but I think it's going back to location, location, location. These
right.
mansions,
but I don't think location is going to be as big a deal as people who are willing to go and buy, a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 house.
Well, these huge houses that are 35 miles outside of the job area,
right?
You know, that are taking people increasingly long to get back and forth,
right?
Are dropping.
John, we need to talk about this some more. This is fascinating stuff. Folks, be forewarned. You've been forewarned, so be forearmed. And go check out John's website, theboomerbus.com. It's fascinating stuff. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Let's talk about this some more another day.
The pleasure, Jim.
John Dini, ladies and gentlemen, D-I-N-I. He's the best. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.